Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chisate. Union Corporation Minister Amit Shah said that providing work to every person according to their abilities and connecting them with the country's development to make every family prosperous is only possible through a cooperative movement. He said, cooperative sector has gained significant momentum over the past 3 years due to the centre's efforts as the government has given special impetus to the cooperative movement. Speaking at the Diamond Jubilee celebration of Janata Sahakari Bank in Pune yesterday, the Union Minister said Modi government has made India's cooperative sector marketable. He informed that the first regional office of the Central Register Cooperative Society will be opened in Pune. Mr. Shah said that an umbrella organization has been formed to help and support the cooperative banks across the country to get them out of financial difficulties.
हमने 300 करोड़ की जमा राशि अम्ब्रेला संगठन में इकट्ठा करने का काम समाप्त कर दिया है और अब ये अम्ब्रेला संगठन कोऑपरेटिव बैंकों को हर प्रकार की सहायता देने के लिए सक्षम हो जाएगा.
The Union Corporation Minister separately chaired the 27th meeting of the Western Zonal Council in Pune. Mr. Shah urged cooperative banks to embrace technology. He also announced a cooperative university bill to strengthen cooperative education. A seminar on the importance of oral health and ill effects of tobacco cum dental health camp was held at Naglan Police Training School in Tsimikidima District yesterday. The camp was organized by the National Oral Health Program and National Tobacco Control Program, Dimapur. District Nodal Officer Dr. N. Moa Jamil presented a PowerPoint on the importance of oral health and ill effects of tobacco consumption. Oral cancer screening, consultation and tooth extraction was carried out during the camp. Free medicine was also provided to the patients. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has stressed on adopting natural farming. Addressing a press conference in Kurukshetra of Haryana yesterday, the Union Minister said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has started the National Natural Farming Mission. Under this, a national-level committee will be formed and work will be done to give this mission the form of a movement. The Union Minister appealed to the farmers to see this model of agriculture and gradually adopt it.
आज मैं देश के किसानों को ये कहना चाहता हूँ, ये धारणा गलत है कि प्राकृतिक खेती से उत्पादन घटता है. अगर सही तरीके से प्राकृतिक खेती की जाए उत्पादन घटता नहीं है, अपितु बढ़ जाता है. प्राकृतिक खेती में इंटरक्रॉपिंग के कारण एक नहीं एक साथ गन्ना गन्ने के साथ सरसों चना चने के साथ गेहूं अलग अलग फसलें ली जा सकती और ये फसलें पूरक होती है. अगर गेहूं के साथ चना लगाए तो नाइट्रोजन की पूर्ति अपने आप गेहूं को हो जाएगी. ये प्रयोग सचमुच में अद्भुत है.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and brought in the Man Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 119th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR News website and the News On Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and the Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The 100-day TB elimination campaign of the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has detected over 5 lakh tuberculosis TB patients across the country. In 455 districts involved in the campaign, over 3,57,000 TB patients have been diagnosed. The Ministry of Health and Family Welfare said that more than 10 crore vulnerable individuals have been screened as a result of accelerated case detection efforts, reduced diagnostic delays, identifying drug-resistant cases early, and improving treatment outcomes. Since the launch of the campaign, over 2,40,000 Nikshay Mitra have also registered through Nikshay Shapats, which encourages individuals and community leaders, among others, to support TB patients with nutritional baskets, psychosocial and vocational support. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.